I am so sick of this city. I go into a coffee shop, and as soon as everybody sees that I'm a cop, they stop talking and they avoid eye contact with me. One lady even walked out. I am just so tired of being treated like the enemy.
Hey, Hitchcock, your penis is hanging out.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Are 7 days until the wedding, so we are officially transitioning from the month of binder to week of binder.
My goodness, they're getting bigger.
You should see the honeymoon binder.
Ooh, is there a tab for sex stuff?
Several, and they're cascading.
Yeah, they are.
Today's our only day off before Saturday. We have 24 hours to accomplish a week's worth of wedding prep. This is what getting married is all about.
And spending your life with your soulmate.
Uh-huh. Hey, Rosa, why do you have a picture of Sergio Mandara?
Facial recognition picked him up at JFK yesterday. He finally resurfaced after 7 years.
Who's Sergio Mandar?
The bane of my existence.
Bane from Batman. Right? Continue.
He's a ruthless killer who built a meth empire. We were tracking him for weeks, but he kept getting away.
Finally, we cornered him in a warehouse. Every exit was covered, and he just vanished. Then he sent us a postcard from Paraguay a year later just to taunt us. It was diabolical.
Yeah, it was full of grammar errors and other taunts that normal people care about.
That was the first time I was a primary on the case. The fact that I let him get away still haunts me. He's been in every dream I've had for the last 7 years.
Even the one you told me about where you're flying on a marshmallow?
Who do you think was riding the jelly bean I was chasing?
Mandar.
Well, you won't be haunted any longer because we're gonna catch him. Rosa, I'm working this case with you. Jake, I know we have a ton of wedding stuff to do, but...
No. You absolutely have to do this. He's your white whale. He's your Johnny Franzia.
Who?
My arch nemesis, Johnny Franzia. The guy who's been tormenting me with a deck of cards for years.
Looks like deuces are wild, Peralta.
Seriously, I feel like I talk about him constantly, but it doesn't matter. You definitely have to go. I'll handle the wedding stuff.
Are you sure? It's a lot to get done in one day.
Absolutely. You work the case, and hey, if you guys need any pointers on a cool high five or something, I could... Well, if you need suggestions, let me know.
This all looks fine.
Charles, shh!
I wasn't talking.
Shh! Olivia Crawford just got off the elevator.
My rival for the commissionership. She's here right now. I've got to come up with a confident opening salvo. Thank Raymond. Think.
Hello, Raymond.
Olivia, you have a little bit of goop in your eye.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry to barge in like this, but I have a source on the nominating committee. They're making their recommendation to the mayor at the end of next week, and it seems that John Kelly is going to beat out both of us.
Big shocker. The straight white man wins again.
Exactly. Man.
That was my complaint about Owen winning Top Chef Junior, and you guys all acted like I was crazy.
Half of the committee supports John Kelly, and the other half is divided between the two of us.
We're splitting the vote. So for either of us to have a chance, one of us needs to step aside.
Exactly. You should drop out.
Is what you said to yourself in the mirror this morning instead of checking your eye for goop. And I agree, you should drop out.
Is what you said to yourself in the mirror this morning while polishing your head. Don't you think it's time New York had its first female commissioner?
What about its first openly gay commissioner?
Yes, that would be vital and important if you weren't 1 million years old.
You do know that exaggeration is the huckster's crutch. Also, I come off quite youthful.
You just said huckster's crutch. Step aside, Grandpa.
Hey, Sarge. Large and in charge like El DeBarge. Quick quest. How would you like to spend your day off with me? Doing an endless list of wedding tasks. I can see from your eyes you're excited.
No way. Sharon and the girls are going on a play date all day, and I'm going to see a movie for grown-ups. No talking animals and tons of cuss words.
I know cuss words. Come with me, and I'll cuss at you all day long, you big piece of crap.
Yeah, that sounds fun, but I'm going to stick with the movie.
No, please don't do that. Look, I promised Amy I could get everything done, and I definitely can't. Breaking promises is how marriages end, not how they start.
What is that?
I have 143 tasks to get through in the next 12 hours. I set a recurring alarm so I know how fast I should be moving.
Well, how's that going?
Not well. I'm already 3 tasks behind and the alarms keep piling up. It's kind of making me a little bit stressed out. Please help me, Sarge, please. Come on, you're like the best husband ever. You're like the Tiger Woods of being a husband. What he was to golf, not what he was to being a husband.
Terry's husband game is flawless. Okay, I'm in. But you owe me.
Yes, anything you want. Now let's roll out, you friggin' dick!
Hey, you don't have to cuss at me, man.
No, it's too late. It's already locked in.
God, looking at these old files is really bringing back some memories. Sergio's evil voice, his stupid face.
It's delicious aroma. Man, I hated how good he smelled.
I know. That jerk smelled like an English garden.
He almost made me quit the force, but my God. I could breathe him in for days.
Why do you think he came back?
According to this picture from JFK, he's taking the bus, so I'm guessing he's out of money in Paraguay.
Right. Didn't his number two say he had to leave a bunch of his cash behind before he fled? Hey, look at this. Sergio's getting on the B-15. That goes to Bed-Stuy via Garvey Avenue, where he had a hideout in an old brownstone.
I don't know. You think he's dumb enough to go back there?
Yeah, I do. You know why? Because he forgot who was on his tail.
Nope. He remembered.
And he used the wrong your and the wrong two!
Son of a bitch!
Oh, damn it. He still smells great. How is this guy always one step ahead of us? God, I hate him!
Ow, my noggin!
Oh, no. It's happening again. This is exactly like last time.
No, it's not. What makes you say that?
God, I hate him!
Ow, my noggin!
Okay, fine. But not everything is the same.
Honestly, the only thing that's different is Hitchcock's hair.
Ow, my noggin!
How dare you, Diaz? Oh, I missed that toupee. You know it was reversible?
No. You know what else is different? We're better cops now. Look, Sergio knew that we knew about that hideout. It was listed in his original arrest warrant.
Right. We need to find a connection to him that he doesn't know that we know about.
Wait. What about his grandmother? She was the last person he visited before he fled.
I don't know. I'm just not sure we'll be able to get some old bag to squeal on her grandson.
Clearly, you've never seen me with the elderly. They love me. I could talk about coupons for days, son. That's right. You're looking at a senior queen.
What is that? That's not a widely used term.
Jake, you gotta pick a napkin.
The binder said they should be beige. I didn't realize there'd be 45 different shades. It's Chanterelle, Desert Whimsy, Filbert Husk. Words have no more meaning, Terry.
We're running out of time, man. You gotta make a call.
But what if I choose wrong? I mean, that's a terrible way to start off a marriage. People won't even watch our first dance. They're gonna be too busy laughing at the napkins. Okay, maybe I can narrow it down. I think I don't like Desert Whimsy.
Okay.
Why did you pause like that before you said okay? Was that secretly your favorite one?
Look, you know Amy better than anyone. You just have to trust your gut. What is your gut telling you?
That I'm a terrible napkin chooser and will therefore be a horrible spouse.
That is not your gut. That is your crazy nonsense brain. Trust me, Jake. You know the right napkin. Is it this one?
With that crimping? No way. Oh my God, what did I just do?
You listen to your gut.
Yes, I have a gut. My groom gut.
Every groom has one. You just had to buy yours.
Okay, I can do this. This one's too big. This is too scratchy. This one is shedding. This one's too rusty. Am I using that term right?
Yes, you're doing it. It is too rustic.
But this one, classy, but very absorbent. Simple, and it won't clash with our color scheme. It's perfect. We'll take it.
Groom get!
Groom get! Did you hear anything from Olivia?
She's not going to step down, and neither am I. We're at an impasse.
Okay, well, Gina and I have been discussing the situation, and we think we know what you need to do.
Well, what is that?
Whisper campaign.
It's the best way to bring down an enemy if you don't want to get your hands dirty.
How do you think I stole the Cheese Club presidency away from Bruce?
Whisper.
I heard he thought Camembert was goat cheese.
And how do you think I got Janet and her horrible daughter Dakota to drop out of Baby Bongo's class?
Whisper.
I heard Dakota has foot and mouth disease.
Sir, you have to give us permission to do this. Weaponize our sweet little mouths.
How are we on the same side of this?
This is not a strategy I'd normally entertain. However, challenging Olivia publicly is out of the question. So, what do you have in mind?
Whispers.
Yes, I know, but what specifically are the words that you would be whispering?
She lied on her resume.
She's a shoplifter.
She planted evidence.
She seduced a priest.
She pads her stats.
She's sort of stanky, I heard.
No. I want to be commissioner of the NYPD, but I want to achieve it honorably. There has to be another way.
There isn't.
Whisper.
Sir Luis Mindar is right over there, officers.
Oh, please don't call us that. We're undercover.
Yeah, we're pretending we like old people and don't think they're gross.
Some of us aren't pretending. I think the elderly are treasures to society.
Actually, from experience, she is more right.
You definitely shouldn't be working here, but thank you for your help. All right, Rosa, time for some senior seduction. Hello, Mrs. Mindar. We're from Sunset for Seniors, and we're here to brighten your day.
Where's my regular girl?
Oh, she's sick. Appendicitis.
Oh, French niece just had that.
Hi, I'm Eunice.
Hi, Eunice. We're talking to Louise. Oh. So, I have a really fun activity for today. We are going to
You know what? I was wrong. French niece had a botched uterus.
Thank you for that visual, Eunice.
I thought we could do an oral history project on your family. Wouldn't that be a hoot?
Oh, I guess so. Well, I was born during the Depression, and I had to sleep in a dresser drawer till I was three.
Yeah, this is more of a recent history. Like, in the last week or so, have you had any visits from family?
I don't have any relatives, except for my grandson, who I haven't seen in 7 years. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah, we all have family problems. The question is, are you going to see him soon?
How do I know? He never calls me.
My turn. I was born in the Depression, too, but we were extremely rich. We had a chambermaid.
Not now, Eunice.
Okay, so we are way behind. Picking out napkins took up a shockingly large part of the day, which is funny because in my regular life, I don't use napkins ever.
That's gross, but the good news is your groom gut is all fired up.
She sure is, and she's hungry for tasks.
Your groom gut is a woman?
Yeah, why?
I think it's really cool.
Oh, thanks. All right, let's crush this list. Calla lilies? Do you think I'm planning a funeral? I want dahlias. No. Brown sprinkles at the ice cream bar? Do you think I'm planning a funeral? Give me rainbow! Mini lamb shanks? Do you think I'm planning a funeral? Swap them out for some tiny tuna tacos.
Why do you keep saying a funeral thing?
Because my groom gut has a catchphrase.
Doi.
Hey, Sarge, look at this. I cleared all my alarms. We're amazing. Should we start a business where we just become professional choosers? We could call it Pro-Choice Industries.
Jay?
You're right, that name is needlessly political, but the business idea is solid.
No, I'm not talking about that. All those decisions you made, you are way over budget.
Oh no, my groom gut is a fancy bitch.
Well, our only lead turned to crap.
Let me go back in there. I just need a little more time with Louise. Did you see Eunice? She was practically humping my leg.
No, dude, it's over. We lost Sergio. God, I just wanna crush something.
Look. We will find him.
No, we won't. I thought I was a better cop than I was 7 years ago, but I'm not. I'm still the same loser who lost him back then. Stupid loser.
That's very wasteful.
Thank you for your wisdom, greatest generation.
Look.
You didn't lose him back then.
Yes, I did. I had him cornered and I lost him.
No, I lost him. I'm the one who let him get away the first time.
What?
When we had him cornered in that warehouse, you told me to cover the back. I thought I heard something on the roof and I left my post. You always wondered how he got away? I let him. It was my fault. And I never told you.
Seriously?
Hey, Louise Mendar has been signed out of the building for a therapy appointment, but she doesn't do therapy and hasn't left the premises in years.
Oh my God, she must be going to see Sergio.
Maybe.
Definitely. Rosa, we have a lead. We finally have a lead.
Whatever, I'm not talking to you. Let's go.
That seems like a good thing. Why isn't she happier?
There's a lot going on that I can't explain, Ezra. But thank you. Seriously, you saved the day. Look at us, following an old lady about to catch her white whale. Ah, just another exciting day for the Sleuth Sisters. It's a name I just came up with. If you like it, stay silent. Good. I like it too. That's our name forever. Oh, that's weird. The nursing home's calling me. Hello?
Hello, this is Eunice.
The lady from the home with the chambermaid?
Yes.
I mentioned.
Frank's niece's botched uterus?
We know who you are, Eunice. What can I help you with?
You said to call you if I
saw anything peculiar.
Uh-huh.
There's a very strange man in Louisa's room digging around
while she's away. Isn't that peculiar?
Can I put you on hold?
Is there music? I love the music.
I bet that's Sergio. I bet he set up this whole Louise thing as a distraction to get us out of the nursing home. Because that's where he stashed his cash before he went to Paraguay. Damn it, I wish there was some way to know if that peculiar man was Sergio.
Eunice, what did the man smell like?
Like an English garden.
Okay, I have a plan to get us back on budget. I got my groom gut to agree to a more basic wine package.
Basic meaning simple or basic meaning basic?
Basic meaning basic, Terry. We're drinking the wine with a foot on the label, but it's a huge savings and we can make up the rest if we just assemble the gift bags ourselves.
Okay, we can do that. How much work can that possibly be?
Here are Amy's instructions. Place 8 Jordan almonds, 2 pink, 2 blue, 2 white, and 2 purple at the center of the organza square. Draw the corners to a point and use the 2-centimeter ribbon to cinch into a mini bag. Good Lord.
That doesn't sound so bad.
That's step 1 of 38.
We don't have time for that. We need help. We need to hire a team.
I know, but there's no money in the budget. Unless, maybe we could find people that were willing to work for something other than money. Hey, Hitchcock and Scully, how would you two like to earn some candy almonds?
You've got our attention.
Water bottle.
Nut assortment.
Local jam.
Bacon Amy cookie.
Cone of pretzels.
Jordan almonds and.
Aspirin for the morning after.
Cake pop.
And cinch and.
Done.
Bling. Block.
Sir, Olivia Crawford is on her way up.
I know, I invited her.
Did you change your mind about the whispering? Because we came up with some dandies. I heard she's a day drinker.
I heard she doesn't like me. I actually did hear that. Officer Thomas told me.
I told you I wouldn't be doing that. I've come up with a different plan, and I've implemented it.
Raymond! Hello? You have goop in your eye.
No, I don't. I rinsed my eyes before you arrived.
Fine. What's this about?
I wanted to let you know that I've thought it over, and I've been acting selfishly. I wasn't considering what's best for this city. That's why, before you got here,
I sent a letter withdrawing my name from the commissioner's race.
Really? What?
You're young and smart and progressive and a hell of a lot better than John Kelly. I've been waiting my entire career for a commissioner like you.
Captain.
If I have to be the bigger person to open the doors to change, then...
I also felt bad. And I also sent in a letter withdrawing my name from contention.
We just made John Kelly commissioner.
Not if we get those letters back before anyone reads them.
Are you too old to run?
Are you too inexperienced to know that power walking is a far more efficient and sustainable method of hurrying? Burn.
Wow! We are actually going to get these gift bags to the venue before they close. Thank you, Terry.
Don't thank me. Hitchcock and Scully did more than I did.
Yeah, but you had to hold your hand near their mouths when you fed them those almonds.
And that's scary. We're like snapping turtles.
Exactly. All right, let's get going. Those chocolates are going to melt. Open up.
I gave you the keys.
Oh, right. Oh no, where did I put them? Let's see, I had them in my left hand, and then I went to open the trunk, so I switched to my right hand. Oh, but then I had to sneeze, and I thought, I don't want to sneeze on these keys, Dr. Seuss. Not really, but should be. Do not sneeze on my keys. Do not wheeze on my keys. Do not sneeze on your knees on my keys, if you please.
Jay, could you please move along on this thought journey?
Yep, right, sorry. Okay, so then I put them on top of a plastic tub, which is locked inside the car. The keys are locked inside the car.
Why?
It's gone.
Look at the vent. You're right, he came back for the cash.
Hi, it's Eunice, the lady with the chambermaid.
Yes, Eunice, we know who you are.
That man is in the hall right now.
What? He's heading for the back exit. Look, there's Sergio.
Damn it,
he's getting away again. Not this time, partner. See you on the ground.
What?
You're mine, Sergio! Did he get away?
Yes, very easily. What the hell were you thinking? You're lucky you just dislocated your knee.
How do you know it's dislocated?
I went to med school for 3 years.
You did? When?
That's not the point. Why did you jump off the building?
I was trying to make up for letting him get away 7 years ago.
What? I don't care about that. You had an instinct, you followed it, and you were wrong. That happens to everybody. I care that you lied to me.
It's just, we didn't know each other well back then. And to be honest, when I first got to the 9-9, I was a little intimidated by you.
Good. Go on.
And then it got more and more awkward to bring up, so I never did. I just hoped that we'd catch him eventually and you'd never be tipped off to the fact that I let him go. Oh.
What are you doing with your face and your voice?
I had an epiphany. I got real excited. I moved my knee and now I hurt a real bad.
Okay, breathe through the pain and tell me what you figured out.
Someone tipped off Sergio that the cops were visiting his grandmother and there was only one person that knew we were cops, that nurse who hates old people, Ezra.
Of course, never leave your money unprotected. That's the first thing I learned in business school.
You also went to business school?
Yeah, and I also have a pilot's license, whatever. Point is, now we have a link to Sergio, so let's go get him.
So we're good. You're not mad at me anymore?
No. You're about to be real mad at me.
For what?
Because I'm going to reset your knee. Look at the bunny.
Huh?
Ah! I called the locksmith. He said an hour. That means 2 hours minimum.
We can't wait that long. Our little cookie faces are already melting. We look like a couple of Slimers.
Yep, those cookies are definitely ruined. I'll take them off your hands.
You're a good person, Scully.
Oh, this is crazy. Why don't you have a backup key, Terry?
The dealer tried charging me an extra $300 for it. I told him I didn't want it because Terry never loses his key.
Yeah, but Jake does. You always have to plan around me. I'm a part of your life. All right, look, we only have one option left. You're gonna have to pick up the car and carry it to the venue.
Well, how do we get the bags out?
Is that seriously your only problem with what I just said?
Pretty much.
This was the test. These tasks were a way for me to prove I was going to be a good husband, and I failed.
Jake, being a good husband doesn't mean you have to pass some test or do everything right. Do you have any idea how often I mess things up?
So you're a bad husband, too?
No, definitely not. You're cutting in too soon before the point.
Sorry.
Look, being a good husband is about caring enough to try. This whole day, you've been doing everything possible to make sure Amy was happy. You keep doing that, you're going to be okay, even if you make some mistakes.
You're right. Thanks, Terry.
Hiya!
What the hell, my van? What are you doing?
Whatever it takes to make Amy happy. You told me to do this. Now let's get these gift bags to the venue.
Oh my God, why did you do that?
Because I care. Oh, it feels so good.
Why'd you break a second window, fool?
You know, you're really stepping on my moment here, Terry. I love Amy Santiago. We're gonna take each other's names. Let's go.
Well, watch the door.
Watch the door. That's the job they always give the coolest guy in the heist.
Everyone else dig in. We're looking for any letter addressed to Deputy Commissioner Stevenson.
Are we even sure they're here?
I messengered mine over. There are only 3 building-wide distributions a day. The next one isn't until 6 p.m., so we still have 22 minutes.
What are we looking for? Can you describe the envelope?
It was a white number 10. It's the same kind you use to send fan mail to yourself.
I've never done that. But I do know what envelopes my fans use, so that's very helpful.
Is this it?
Yes, well done, Olivia. Okay, tear that up, and now we just have to find your letter. What are the dimensions of your envelope?
0 by 0. It's too late for me. I withdrew from the race by email.
What?
Yes, I use email because I'm not a million years old. Listen, the only reason why I even made it this far is because you stood up for me to the selection committee. I came here to make sure that at least one of us stays in the running. Someone has to beat John Kelly. So you better get that damn job. Because I'm excited to have you as my commissioner.
Thank you, Olivia. And I'll be excited for you to be commissioner after me.
That'll probably be in a matter of months once you die from old age. Go get him, Grandpa.
Nurse Ezra.
Hey, you have a minute?
I'm actually kind of busy right now.
Right, harboring a fugitive. Should I come back or... He's here and on the move.
Sergio, we've been waiting 7 years to say this.
Sergio Mindar, you're under arrest.
That's YOU'RE.
Can't believe you caught me.
Won't believe it. We're an amazing team. We're the Sleuth Sisters.
Damn straight we are.
Lame.
Stay out of it, Sergio!
From your lawn.
Not a doctor.
Shh.